Now you settle down and calm down, because Cerny and William are going to minister to us now. And this is the first time that Cerny has ever done this. Isn't that right, Cerny? Yes, to a crowd like this. And I'm going to be interviewing her later on in her testimony. And again, it'll be a first for her. And I'm going to let you know, she's going to let you know where she came from and all of that. And just pray, dear saints, that she'll not be overcome with any nerves. Thank you, Cerny. God bless you as you minister.
This first song
is the one that she has written as she read through God's word. And it's going to come up on the PowerPoint for you now as she sings it. And we're not expecting you to sing it with her. Thank you so much.
Sorry, I just made the tune. I put the words from the different parts of Psalms in the Bible. I just made the tune. Yeah.
Thank you.
the shepherd out on the mountain, watching the sheep down below. He is coming back to claim us. Will you be ready to go? The darkest hour is just before dawn. The Lord always leads home. Lay down your soul at Jesus' coming. The darkest hour is just before dawn. Lay down your soul at Jesus' coming. The darkest hour is just before dawn.
Let you sing all night, couldn't we? Wasn't that special, isn't it? That was a real blessing. And I've lost my glasses. Anyway, Sharon is going to... Now, she's got a sore back, and therefore... And she's heavily pregnant, so we're not going to make her, make her stand. But hopefully, you'll be able to see her. And if you can't see her, you'll be able to hear her. And just some very simple, basic little questions... And she's going to tell her story as I interview her. So you listen good and well. And where you can fit in part of your life into what Sharon is going to be saying, then you fit it in. And let God speak to your heart through this testimony. Now, I've had the privilege of speaking and visiting with both William and Sharon on a number of times. And I can pick up their language very well. Would you like to go to Turkey and sing in Turkish? Didn't think so. But first of all, certainly, would you tell these folk, your name? If you want to do it in Turkish or whatever, tell them your name, please.
My name is Serenay Smith.
And whereabouts in Turkey do you come from?
I am from Turkey, west part of Turkey, which is close to Ephesus. I came to leave this country last year on October. My husband is from here. We have met. We met each other in Turkey 7 years ago.
Okay. Tell me this. You mentioned Ephesus there. You don't mind a wee bit of ad lib, sure you don't. Have you ever been to Ephesus?
Three times.
Yeah,
with
three
my
times.
Husband.
Yes.
We have been there.
And did you visit all the Christian sites?
Yes.
Did you see the little fish outside some of the doors? The little fish sign. Has anybody
it's
been in Ephesus?
Place.
Yes, I was there in July. I was nearly baked. It was so warm. So these folk, and we've heard all the folklore about Ephesus, but we believe in the biblical account, don't we?
Yes. After I read Bible, it was more meaningful for me to be there.
You mentioned reading the Bible. I know this is not in your questions, and I'm sorry for maybe throwing you a little bit. Was there any other religious book that you read? Now, Sharon was not a practicing Muslim. I'm sure you weren't.
No.
No. Is there any, had you ever read the Quran?
Yes.
And did you find... Could you tell us a little bit just about... Some folk here might know. Could you tell us a little bit... Did you find any peace or anything encouraging?
I haven't read... I didn't read it completely. About half of it, but after I read it, I couldn't find God in it. It never gave me peace, and it just gave me all could I find in it was fear and pressure.
Fear and pressure.
Quran, yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'll not do that anymore. Sorry now. Tell us, how long have you known Jesus? How long have you been following the Lord Jesus Christ?
I actually wanted to say something else first.
Yes,
before you ask.
Yes.
Sorry about it.
It's just I haven't got my glasses. Go ahead, please.
First of all, I want to say thanks everybody who came here tonight, and I want to say thanks my husband for playing music with me tonight.
Give him a round of applause.
I have met Esther and Trevor in this church 2 months ago. I said to them, I would love to sing in this church. I wrote Pastor a letter about how I became Christian, and he loved my story and wanted me to share it here with people.
Amen.
This will be the first time for me to share it with the people. I will be reading it now because I don't want to make mistake and I don't want to miss my words. I actually worked on it and put it on my mind, but I just want to read it now.
Okay. So what question are we on now?
tell us how long you are.
Yes, how long? She's playing tricks on me here now. Okay, tell us how long you've been following Jesus.
For 2.5 years. 2.5.
2.5 years. Yes. How did that happen for you?
Before I know Jesus, I didn't belong myself to any religion in my life. I was actually a very depressed person most of the time. Only playing music and reading books made me happy. I used to wonder why this world is very cruel and why God lets bad people to do bad things. On the other hand, I had so many questions about God in my mind, but nobody could satisfy me with their answers. 7 years ago, after I met my husband William, I believed God sent him to Turkey for me to meet there because he was my soulmate. He and I had so many unbelievable things in our life through the years, and I thought God was definitely with us. That's why I wanted to find more about God myself. It was 3 years ago, I decided to read Quran first because it is the book of Muslims. Before I start to read it, I said to God, please show me the right way to find my way with you. After I read Quran, I couldn't find God in it. All I could find was fear and pressure. It never gave me the answers I was looking for and never gave me the peace. When I mentioned about this to William, he suggested me to watch the movie series. It's called The Bible. After I watched them, I seen the light in it. It was the light of Jesus. He touched my soul. He impressed me very much. I said to William, I want to read Bible, and then he bought me a Turkish Bible from internet and sent it over Turkey. I read whole Bible, New and Old Testament, in 6 months with my open heart. I read every single verse in it. I had found God there. The answers of all my questions was in Bible. It made me feel like I was very thirsty in my life before, and the Bible took all my thirst away. When I read about Jesus in the Bible, he changed my life completely.
Amen.
I trusted in him. He is my savior. I had no fears, no worries anymore. While I was reading the Bible, God spoke to me many times by his words whenever I asked for something. He showed me so many unbelievable things, and I always wrote them down, and after they happened, I shared them with William. After I read Bible, I didn't need to read any other books because the Bible was the best book in the world to me. It was living words of God. I can't actually explain my feelings about it completely because I think there are not enough words in the world to explain how it was like to find God for me and meet Jesus. I think only people who have met Jesus and believed in him like me can understand my feelings. Before I finish my words, I want to say that if somebody really wants to find God, they will find him. God says about it in some verses of Bible. I want to share them with you. You already know them, I am sure. Matthew chapter 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Deuteronomy, I don't know how to spell it actually.
Deuteronomy.
4:29. But from there you will seek the Lord your God and you will find him. If you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. John 7:38. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
Amen. That's brilliant.
Thank you.
I misunderstood that you'd written the music for that first song, isn't that right?
Yes.
How did that all come about for you?
I wrote this song in 2014. After I read the whole Bible, my life changed very much. I could see it very clearly. The impossible things turned to possible things in my life. God was giving me everything I wanted. I wanted to make a song for God, for all the things he done for me. I made the tune of the song first, and I put the words on the tune from different parts of Psalms, which are my favorite. I used to pray God and say before, God, please give me a chance to let people hear my song one day. And now he gave me a chance for it.
Amen.
By you.
I believe by the Lord, certainly, absolutely by the Lord. You told me, certainly has told me many incredible stories of God's dealing in her life and specific answers to prayer. You cannot sit there and not be challenged by the light that this lady has. We're sitting in Protestant Northern Ireland, for the most part, and in the Protestant church. And there's so little light in believers. And this lady eclipses us all with her light and her insight into God's word. What a revelation it is of God to hearts as he opens his word and floods a soul with himself. There's a story that a serenade told me that whenever she began to read the scriptures, She started having nightmares, dreams.
Nightmares.
Would you tell them a little?
Yes. I was having lots of nightmares while I was reading Bible. It was generally like somebody was shaking me very strong in my bed. In one of my dreams, this thing was going to throw me from window. When I woke up, my body was completely numb. I couldn't move for a while. I realized it was a dream, but it felt so real. I never had this kind of dreams before. It only happened after I started to read Bible. I believe it was the devil who doesn't want me to read Bible.
The reason why I asked certainly that question is because any soul that gets an interest in the things of God And perhaps I know in this gathering there's quite a number of people who are interested in getting right with God. Don't be mistaken. You've got an adversary. You've got one that doesn't want you getting right with God. You've got a devil that'll seek you as far as you can go and do everything he can to prevent you from seeking after the Lord. And in Serena's case, it was nightmares when she started reading God's word. For you, it could be a loose comment. It could be some little disturbance. It could be anything. Or it could be an old habit or addiction. And the devil will tell you, you couldn't be right with God. God can't do that. What he's saying is, God has no power. So don't you listen to the lie of the devil and don't fall for his tricks tonight. God has spoken to your heart. I know this is fantastic. This is fantastic. But what God has done in Serena's life, can he not do that for you? Would he not want to do it for you? Surely he would. All you have to do is bow your heads and surrender to him. Serena, we are in absolute indebted to you for sharing that message with us. And may God bless you and your husband and family. When's the baby due?
July.
July. And there's a little one, Nora, and she's 11 months. No?
She'll be 1 in 2 weeks.
1 in 2 weeks' time. And Chemra. Chemra, do you want to stand up and wave at the people here? Turn around and wave at the people.
It's all right. It's all right.